back in the saddle again. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to a Monday morning. It's the 25th day of August. You know what that means. That's right. 4 months until Christmas. All right. Today is also Kiss and Make Up Day, and it's Banana Split Day. I assume it's about the ice cream dessert and not about these guys. The Banana Splits was the name of a television show and characters on that show in the late 1960s, early 1970s. It was a Saturday morning show. Good morning. I'm Joe Cano this morning. One man is dead, another injured. That following a boating accident in Barnegat Bay yesterday morning. A 27-foot-long boat reportedly struck a wake that ejected the two people on board and sent the boat into a circling tailspin with the throttle still engaged. The boat then struck one of the men, Carl Chen of Princeton, killing him. Police say a man jogging down a road in Newfield was struck by a car and killed yesterday morning. 35-year-old McKeon C. McKeon Fish of Newfield died at the scene. The driver of the car initially fled, but he then called 911 and turned himself in. A utilities association says it shares New Jersey customers' frustrations with the price of rising utility costs today. The trade group, the New Jersey Utilities Association, says it's frustrated trying to negotiate with state lawmakers and bring down rates. South Jersey weather, just a very small chance of a scattered shower this morning. Otherwise, a nice day, lots of sunshine, a high of 85. Joe and Jana, good morning. Jana is off this morning. That means I've got your fangirl update. Lady Wilson shares that her father, Brian, who's known for being tough and rarely gives compliments, recently declared Lainey's song Somewhere Over Laredo as exceptional. During a heartfelt moment on her porch, she said, "Don't get no better than that." Lainey humorously interpreted that as being a career peak. And you know what I like? People who talk about country music that don't know anything about country music. A recent Gallup poll reveals only 54% of Americans now report drinking alcohol. That's a big drop from previous years where the figure was in the 60s. This decline raises some idiots to question about the future of country music, as 40% of the genre's biggest hits in the last decade reference alcohol. The writers of this article, obviously idiots, speculate that future country songs might shift to themes away from drinking and towards things like vaping. Yes, country songs about vaping. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Without Jana this morning, she's off. That's Morgan Wallen and Love Somebody. If you're the kind of person who likes to be notified when lottery jackpots get big, or the lottery jackpot is getting big, the Powerball jackpot for tonight, $750 million. So if you decide to go buy a lottery ticket, do you buy just one or do you buy more than one? And if you buy more than one, do you use the same numbers? Listen to this story out of South Carolina. A man walked into the lottery place and bought his pick four numbers, 1731, but bought 162 identical tickets, all with the numbers 1731 for the pick four game in South Carolina. He said he felt confident about the numbers, so he spent $339 buying 162 identical tickets for the August 7th drawing. And of course, I wouldn't be telling you this story if it weren't for the fact that his numbers 1731 that he bought 162 identical tickets for hit. His pick four numbers that he bought 162 identical tickets for hit. He ended up winning, get a load of this, in the pick four game, $811,000. Woo! Now, here's the best part of the story. Another guy standing in the store while this guy was ordering the tickets and was so sure that his number would hit, decided he was going to buy some tickets too with the same number. Why not? He won just over 20. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country joke of the morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discount happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Gary lives in Stone Harbor, well, he says for the summer. So he sent us the joke we're going to use this morning. Thank you, Gary. Guy walks into the library, walks up to the counter. The librarian looks up and says, "Can I help you?" The guy says, "Well, I'd like a burger and fries, please." The librarian says, "I'm sorry, this is a library." The guy nods seriously, leans in and says, "I'd like a burger and fries, please." It was a library.
was the library.
Country 107.3. Jana is off this morning. I know she wanted to say thanks to everybody who stopped by. She had a great morning or a great afternoon. Saturday, she was in Egg Harbor Township on the Black Horse Pike at the new kitchen shop that's kind of almost across the street from Storybook Land. So she had a great time at kitchen shops, and she wanted to say thank you to everybody who stopped by on 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Without Jana this morning, it's time for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning. This morning we go to Scotland, where a man walked into a bank, handed the teller a stick-up note, and implied he had a gun. The teller pushed the silent alarm button as she gave him money. The man quickly walked out of the bank with a bag of cash. When he got to the street, he started to run, but only got a few yards when several police officers stopped and arrested him. How did they get there so fast? Well, the police station is across the street from the bank. Good morning. I'm Joe Kelly. Here are three things you need to know this morning. One man is dead, another injured. That following a boating accident in Barnegat Bay yesterday morning. A 27-foot-long boat reportedly struck a wake that ejected the two people on board and sent the boat into a circling tailspin with the throttle still engaged. The boat then struck one of the men, Carl Chen of Princeton, killing him. Police say a man jogging down a road in Newfield was struck by a car and killed yesterday morning. 35-year-old McKeon C. McKeon Fish of Newfield died at the scene. The driver of the car initially fled, but he then called 911 and turned himself in. A utilities association says it shares New Jersey customers' frustrations with the price of rising utility costs today. The trade group, the New Jersey Utilities Association, says it's frustrated trying to negotiate with state lawmakers and bring down rates. South Jersey weather, just a very small chance of a scattered shower this morning. Otherwise, a nice day, lots of sunshine, a high of 80.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana is off this morning. She'll be back tomorrow. Cat Country morning birthday shout-out start right now. Happy birthday to country singer Billy Ray Cyrus.
And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart,
yep,
he might blow up.
He had a hit in 1992, a mega hit, a monster hit at that time with Achy Breaky Heart. Billy Ray Cyrus, 64 years old today. Happy birthday to Katie Byrne of Egg Harbor Township. Happy birthday, Katie. Happy birthday to Nicole Brown of Linwood. Nicole is 52. Patricia Mullane of Williamstown celebrates today. It's Susan DeLeon's birthday. Susan from Seaville is 55. James Allen of Tuckahoe, 71 today. Or is it Tuckerton? I can't read my own writing. I think it's Tuckerton. And if it's not Tuckerton, it's Tuckahoe. James Allen is 71 today. Happy birthday to Virginia Hooven. And Robin Pitt is 50 today. Happy birthday, Robin. We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Nicole Brown of Linwood. Nicole is 52. Hi. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. New Jersey kind of finished in the middle of this. California has been named the most fun state of all the United States. California, the most fun state. Least fun state, West Virginia. Again, New Jersey somewhere in the middle. So California, most fun state. West Virginia, least fun state. So they're saying avocado toast beats out Mount Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana's off this morning. She'll be back tomorrow. Hey, how about Clint Black coming to Atlantic City? Clint Black is going to be at Caesars in Atlantic City September 20th. It says back on the Blacktop Tour, coming to Caesars September 20th. We've got your Clint Black tickets for you to win just after trivia, or just on trivia, just after 7:30 this morning here on Cat Country 107.3. Time now to check in with on TikTok to see what's trending this morning. This one will make you go, ew.
Hopping on the five things I would never do trend, working at a hotel. I would never use the remote control without wiping it down first. Ew. With my own Clorox. Ew. Wipe. I would never use the glasses in the room. I'm not talking about the styrofoam glasses or the paper cups. I'm talking about glasses that are sitting there for your use. I would never use them without washing them first. Yeah. I would never sit on the bedspread. I would never make myself comfortable on the bedspread. Sit on the bedspread. That thing comes off the first minute I walk into the hotel. Those things are not washed often. Six, I would never walk around a carpeted hotel/motel room with my bare feet. I would always have a pair of chanclas on, aka flip-flops, I also would never take a shower without wearing those in the shower. I would never use the ice bucket without putting the liner in it.
This morning, she'll be back tomorrow. Camp Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073. Or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Trivia today brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. Up for grabs today, two tickets to see Clint Black. Clint Black coming to Caesars of Atlantic City Saturday, September 20th at 8 p.m. Tickets available. It's his Back on the Blacktop Tour, stopping at Caesars Atlantic City. Clint Black, you've got two tickets when you win this morning. Here's the question. When Americans take summer vacation, what's their top destination? What's the top destination for Americans' summer vacation? All Americans, number one top destination for summer vacation. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Tickets to see Clint Black coming to Atlantic City September 20th at Caesars. He's back on the Blacktop Tour. You got two tickets when you win this morning. Here's the question. When we Americans take a summer vacation, it's our number one top destination. And the clue here, not too specific of an answer. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Is it the beach?
The beach is a good guess, but that's not it. Thank you. Actually, the beach is number two. Hi, Cat Country.
Could it be national park?
No, that's not it. Thanks. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Mexico, Cancun.
No, that's not it. Thank you. But it sounds nice. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it camping?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it a cruise?
A cruise is not it. Thank you. Again, when Americans take summer vacation, this is the number one destination. And again, the clue, not ultra specific here. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Beaches?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Did you get an answer?
No.
Hello.
What's your answer?
Is it the beach?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Disney World?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Again, we're not looking for something very ultra specific. Give you a couple more minutes to try to come up with it. 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. When Americans take a summer vacation, this is the top destination. For Joe and Jonna, still trying to find a winner on trivia this morning. As take two tickets to see Clint Black coming to Caesars in Atlantic City September 20th. When Americans take a summer vacation, this is our top destination. Again, don't be too specific here. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Would it be visit family?
Visit family and friends. That's right. You're our winner.
Nice.
Who's this?
Eric.
Eric, where are you from?
Cape May.
Eric from Cape May. We've got two tickets for you to see Clint Black. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Visit family and friends. That's what we do for the most part for summer vacations. That's why we enjoy winter vacations more. It's Cat Country 107. Good morning. I'm Joe. Three things you need to know this morning. One man is dead, another injured. That following a boating accident in Barnegat Bay yesterday morning. A 27-foot-long boat reportedly struck a wake that ejected the two people on board and sent the boat into a circling tailspin with the throttle still engaged. The boat then struck one of the men, Carl Chen of Princeton, killing him. Police say a man jogging down a road in Newfield was struck by a car and killed yesterday morning. 35-year-old McKeon C. McKeon Fish of Newfield died at the scene. The driver of the car initially fled, but he then called 911 and turned himself in. A utilities association says it shares New Jersey customers' frustrations with the price of rising utility costs today. The trade group, the New Jersey Utilities Association, says it's frustrated trying to negotiate with state lawmakers and bring down rates. South Jersey weather, just a very small chance of a scattered shower this morning. Otherwise, a nice day, lots of sunshine. A high of 85. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets for the last 24 hours. There are five of them. Number one, the whitest thing I've ever done is buy salsa from CVS. Number two, me feels cute. Everyone else, hey, you look tired. Number three, remember kids, the Toys R Us bankruptcy and liquidation teaches us that poor spelling and grammar will always catch up with you eventually. Number four, not only did I make my own sushi, I drove myself here to the ER. With Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. To whoever has my voodoo doll, please stop making her go to work. Back at Trig 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Big shout out to our friends at Spirit Halloween Stores and Spencer Gifts in Egg Harbor Township. If you didn't know it, their location is right there on the Black Horse Pike in Egg Harbor Township. Spirits has announced that in the next, well, soon, over the next 2 months, they're opening up 1,500 Spirit Halloween. We'll be back tomorrow. How about $500 to help your back-to-school shopping? It's time to do the shopping, I guess.